Okay, so in this Vipassana session, we will look more into selflessness of body and mind. And we've got to do quite a series of many of these. So this is just the first one out. So trying to look for this solid and apparently self-existing me or I. So we're going to do a few variations with slightly different flavors. So this is being the first one. So you can just find yourself a comfortable seat. And you can try to relax the body. If you like, you can use a few deep in and out breaths. And on the out breath, you just try to relax every part of the body. Like a long, relieving sigh. And just feel that you're grounding yourself in the cushion. And just feel that you're letting your shoulders down, relaxing the hips, the muscles in the face. Just completely try to relax. If you feel relaxed, see if you can relax even more. Still keeping your back straight. But really try to establish softness throughout the body. And dedicate a couple of minutes just to, as a body awareness exercise, and just try to relax completely. Become fully aware of every part. When the out-breath comes, relax more. Just try to relax as much as you can without falling asleep or bending your back. Just continue with the relaxation. So while trying to relax the body, do you have the sense that there is a me who is trying to relax the body? A me that doesn't seem to depend on anything else to exist. Do you have this experience? The me that is trying to relax all the muscles, trying to control the body. Do you have this sense of me? So where is this me who's trying to be the controller, the master of the body? Is it somewhere in the body? If you look thoroughly, try to find this me somewhere in the body. Just look everywhere, in the stomach, heart area, behind the eyes, somewhere in the head. So while searching the body, how does your body appear to exist to you? If you're looking a bit more closely with more deeper awareness, the body is simply a collection of millions of atomic particles. These particles being in a constant, continuous flow of change. In fact, if you look anywhere in the body, can you find anything that is solid, permanent? Even the bones, those particles and atoms, cells, they die, they're replaced for new ones. If we look on a subatomic level, the body is nothing but a continuous flow of change, nothing remaining the same from one moment to the next. Just try to rest in this experience. Even the brain that seems to be the center of this me, the center of awareness, it's also nothing but a constant flow of change. Cells dying, being replaced with new ones. Never stopping, always changing from moment to moment. And try to go into this experience of the body just being a constant flow of change. And then try to look for this me who is trying to relax the body. Perhaps you cannot find the exact location of this me somewhere in the body, but you may still have a strong sense of a me definitely existing. So if you have that experience, just rest in that. Seemingly solid me without a specific location. If you have that experience, just rest in it. Now we can just release any kind of focus. And if you need just 1 minute or 2 minutes of stretching the legs. And then we can find a good seat again. And then again, you can go back to this relaxation practice, just trying to relax. Just trying to relax the body, relaxing the mind. And now try to look into the mind itself. How does the mind appear to exist to you? Does it seem to be a single, substantial thing? Just try to observe the mind for a little while and see how it appears to you. And you can do so by trying to detect the activity of the mind. Just observe this mental flow of thoughts, emotions, memories coming and going. Is there anything in the mind that seems permanent, non-changing? Or do you have this experience of constant change, continuous flow of thoughts coming and going? Nothing really remaining the same from one moment to the next. Just try to rest in this experience of this flow of mental change that is the mind. This is the mind. Mental events coming and going. Perhaps you have a strong sense of me observing this flow of mental activity. But is there anything really in this flow of mental activity that is the me, that seems so solid and self-existent? Is there anything apart from this mental flow of change that is the me? Or is there a me somewhere within this flow of mental activity? So having investigated the body, seeing that it's nothing more than a constant change, constant flow of change, and also looking into the mind, seeing that it's a a flow of constant change. This constant change of mental activity that is the mind. What else is there? Where is this me that seems so solid? This me who is trying to relax the body and trying to focus the mind. If you have this experience of definitely feeling that there is a solid me, but you yet cannot place it or locate it, just rest in that experience. And just release any kind of focus and relax the mind too.